Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we travel to Corpus Christi, Texas, to talk about the $10 billion ExxonMobil ethylene facility being constructed. And we've got Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Economic Development Corporation.
Hi, I'm Ian Vasey with the Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation, and I'm the President and CEO.
Ian Vasey. Okay, great. First off, just before we get into the new Exxon ethane cracker plant that's going to be built down there in Corpus Christi, talk about your Corpus Christi Regional Economic Development Corporation for a minute or two, if you would.
Okay, we are, Jason, we are a not-for-profit corporation that's a public-private partnership that is supported by both the business community here in the region and also various government agencies and counties and cities. The cities of Portland and Gregory and Corpus Christi are some of our partners. The Port of Corpus Christi is a partner, and also Nueces County, Aransas County, and San Patricio County. So we represent a three-county, kind of the MSA for the Corpus Christi region. And we provide economic development services, which include business attraction, business retention and expansions. But we also do national level marketing, and we maintain and provide data on what's happening in the regional economy as well. So it's kind of a full service economic development group that serves this metro area.
Before we get into the interview at hand, I wanted to ask you just if you heard the recent data. I talked to gentleman from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas the other day about the oil and gas job report, about how basically half of the jobs, if what was it, out of whatever the amount of jobs were, one out of two were basically in Texas, meaning Texas added half the jobs in the oil and gas industry. Are you seeing that down in your neck of the woods, that the oil and gas industry are?
So we've seen, really, if you think about it, in the last 5 or 6 years, so 2010-11, we started getting into the kind of the shale revolution, where directional drilling and microseismology really started changing how companies were able to extract oil and gas out of the South Texas strata. So what we saw is wells becoming much more efficient. Microseismology, meaning that there hasn't really been, in the last couple of years, dry wells drilled. It used to be that you just drill vertically and have to move wells around. Now you've got these wells that go, pipes that essentially go out, in directional drills that go out about a mile or 2 miles even in each direction. Now, what does that mean? We saw oil prices maintained, kind of building up through, I suppose, a high point in the 2014 area. In fact, right around Thanksgiving 2014, there was oil prices were north of $105, $108 a barrel. And what happened is OPEC really met right around that Thanksgiving time in 2014, and they maintained production levels at world production level in the 95 million barrels a day kind of region worldwide. And so we started to see a slide in employment, and rig counts got cut back. So we ended up with kind of at a high point in the Eagle Ford, which is one of the shale plays just upland from us right here in Corpus Christi. So we saw north of 400 wells at peak, and then it kind of fell to an early point of 2016, probably February 2016, of around 30-something wells. So we saw a huge amount of layoffs in that end of 2014. 15 was a start of a slide. 16 wasn't a great year. In fact, 16 was a very poor year for unemployment in the oil and gas sector. Now, since that kind of low point, it stabilized in, kind of building back up in the second half of 2016, and now we're well over 100 rigs in the Eagle Ford, and it's coming back very strongly. So, 16 was a bad year for the oil and gas sector. 15 and 16 were both bad years. 17, we're starting to really see the unemployment rates. Actually, it's not even the unemployment rates that are changing, because you're seeing job count have significantly increase in those sectors. So, boy, I know that's way more than a lot of folks wanted to hear, but so we saw that kind of the buildup in 2011, 12, 13, kind of 14 it peaked, 15 it kind of started going downhill, 16 was bad, and we're starting that recovery again. So we're starting to see a lot more jobs being created in the energy sector, especially in South Texas.
Now let's talk about the Exxon plant being built down in your neck of the woods. Is this something you guys lobbied for a number of years? Did it work out? I guess talked about the origin of how this thing got to where it's going to be at.
You know, let me talk about this. We see a lot of deals that you would be shocked at how often either a law firm or a site selection consultant or some other type of consultant knocks on our door and says, we've got a client that's looking to do a $1 billion+ investment. We're looking for 1,000 acres or what have you. You know, and we fill out RFPs, and sometimes you work these deals and they're never real. We got an RFP that came across our desk called, and this code name, Project Yosemite, which was a similar kind of deal to what I just described. And, you know, we filled it out and sent it back, and there was a law firm involved, and the governor's Office of Economic Development was involved. And they said, you know, we like your area. We like your labor analytics. We like your logistics. We like your infrastructure from the deep water port and things like that. But that site just doesn't really work. So we went back and studied some more sites and submitted those. And, you know, we got back some more questions. You know, we love this area, and this is going on over the course of the best part of a year, and we get, you know, to the point where they're saying more questions, alternative site, let's look at some things. And so we had a real estate consultant, the local guy, working with us, and we had engineers. You know, when you get 100 questions on engineering and, you know, soil types and, you know, where are pipelines and what's flow and what amount of water can you provide, you know, all of those questions, we have to, you know, we really play economic development game a little bit different than we ever did 20-something years ago. You know, we are very technical driven. There's a lot of engineering and a lot of financial analysis that goes into it. And so I'm sitting in one of my team's offices, and we basically had to get to a point where we're spending quite a bit of money on engineering feasibility with a company that we didn't know who it was. So we pushed back on the law firm that was involved, and they said, you know, it's a very real client. And I said, look, I'm not willing to spend another $10,000 on engineering if we don't know who it is. It's probably not a real company. And so he sent over non-disclosure agreements, and in hindsight, I can talk about this, sent over non-disclosure agreements, which are about 20 pages long, meaning like you promise your firstborn child if it's disclosed on this project. But the names Exxon and SABIC, and SABIC being Saudi Arabian Basic Industries Corporation. So two giants were partnered on this deal, and, you know, things got very real after that. So we got
to listen to the full-length interview with Ian Vasey, President and CEO of the Corpus Christi Economic Development Corporation, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and
if you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you're running on a
line through a frozen void. No feeling in your fingers, no other choice.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Hauls now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.